Exclusive: Bevin Cooney moved from prison cell after providing email account exposing Hunter Biden. By Matthew Boyle on October 20, 2020. Bevin Cooney, the former business associate of former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden, who flipped on the Biden family, has been moved from his cell, sources familiar with the matter confirmed to Breitbart News. On Tuesday, several days after emails Cooney provided to Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer and journalist Matthew Tierman became public, federal agents moved him from his cell to protect him. Tierman, who is in contact with members of Cooney's family, told Breitbart News that Cooney was moved from his cell in a federal prison in Oregon around 11 a.m. local time on Tuesday. Tierman said that Cooney spoke with family members multiple times on Tuesday, which he said is much more than usual. Bevin could sense that things had changed with the rise in visibility of his story, Tierman said. Cooney's family stressed to Tierman they are extremely concerned given the nervousness gleaned from Bevin's reaction this morning, and they would appreciate a sign from the powers that be that Bevin is in protective custody. It is unclear where Cooney has been moved to, and in whose custody he currently is. The Federal Bureau of Prisons, which falls under the Department of Justice, has not replied to multiple requests for comment on this front. Breitbart News had sent in a request earlier this week to interview Cooney in prison, but that request was denied, as all media interview requests with federal prisoners are currently being denied due to restrictions because of the coronavirus pandemic. They, the Cooney family, believe that alerting the family is the moral thing to do if anyone in government knows anything regarding Bevin's immediate situation, Tierman told Breitbart News. They are hopeful he is fine and permanently out of the Oregon facility in which he had been detained for over a year. They know he has been highly motivated in bringing transparency to all of the things that he was exposing by sharing his emails directly with me and Peter Schweitzer. Given that he was supposed to be released in the coming weeks, although that had been recently pushed back without explanation, his motivation lay purely in seeing justice delivered and warning America about what he had had a front row seat to witness. Cooney provided Schweitzer and Tierman with written authorization to access his Gmail account and to publish all newsworthy information from his trove of 26,000 emails. Some of them are personal and unrelated to the Biden corruption, but many of them, including ones already published last week and this week on Breitbart News and elsewhere, demonstrate a culture of corruption surrounding the Biden family. The first story published on Breitbart News last week, by Schweitzer and author Seamus Bruner, detailed how Hunter Biden and his associates secured high-level White House meetings for Chinese Communist Party-connected elites visiting Washington from China. That included, per those Chinese elites, a secret unreported meeting with then-Vice President Joe Biden himself. Other emails that surfaced on one news network showed a deeper relationship between the Bidens and the ex-wife of the former Moscow mayor Elena Batorina. More emails surfaced Monday in another Breitbart News report showing how Hunter Biden's business associate viewed his relationship with his father, Joe Biden, a direct administration pipeline, as a form of currency to trade on and make more money. More stories are in the works. Update October 21, 2020, 11:45 a.m. ET. A Bureau of Prisons spokesperson declined to comment on the matter. For safety and security reasons, we do not discuss specific inmates' conditions of confinement, the spokesperson said in an email on Wednesday morning after publication of this article.